All right, everybody, we're just going to start by becoming aware of our breathing. And just starting with our deep breaths. We notice our breaths for a few moments, gently focusing on the breath. Taking these deep breaths as deeply as possible and beginning to release and let go with each exhale. These are the breaths that signal that it's time to go within. And as a normal, natural rhythm of breathing begins occurring, just imagining just a gentle, warm, balmy breeze. Perhaps a comforting pink as it just wafts around the head, neck, and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, gently and easily releasing and letting go, feeling this becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling through the chest, just this nurturing feeling. It's warm. It's just this pink breeze continuing to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing, letting go. And with every breath taken, feeling this unity with this breeze and this color, of becoming one. You breathe it in and it breathes you in. And with every breath, this breeze just circles through the mid back, through the chests. Every breath drifting even deeper. Gentle sensations of the warm breeze continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing, letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and all around through the feet now. And with every breath, just completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, ease, being at one with the breeze. And the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Deep sleep. Drifting into a deep peace. Deep sleep today. And with each breath, just bringing us even deeper into relaxation, deeper into the subconscious. And so relaxed now that even more comfort comes with every breath, just drifting even deeper. And your imagination door opens today. Images come freely forward. The sense of being in a place. And out of just time, space, reality, this place could be a place that you've gone to before or not. But this is the place, the place. Peace. Wisdom. compassion exists here. Just notice what this place feels like. Notice what it looks like. Any sounds that you might find pleasing. Any smells. Pleasant aromas. What is it that you might notice most about this place today? Taking it in with all five senses. What is the mood or energy of this place? And what's our primary emotion in this place? And our wise being also comes to be in this place. And there's no wrong way for the wise being to appear. It could be a person that you know or not. It could be another version of you, an alter ego of you, or it could be even a rock or a light, a plant, an energy, a voice, a feeling. However the wise being presents itself to you today, it comes to life just naturally, freely, letting it all come in, all of your senses. And how it feels to be with the wise being. And being with your wise one, again, this loving, trustworthy feeling is just all around, so much compassion. Your wise one already knows what it is needed for you, welcoming any discoveries. Feeling some kind of energy shift within. Getting in touch as well with a higher nature within ourselves, our higher selves within the presence of the wise one. And it's almost as if this higher self also merges with the wise one. The wise one open to receive your higher self. Getting a sense that you are now looking through the eyes of the wise one back towards you. Being able to experience how the wise one looks at you. This unconditionally loving eyes. And allowing this experience to take place. What the wise one sees. What the wise one feels when looking at you. And now beginning to know about yourself. As your wise one knows about you. What do you notice about yourself from this perspective? What more can you allow when you see yourself this way? And as you see yourself through the eyes of the wise, what would you like you to know? What feels important to communicate to you? And anything else that's important to get here as you experience the eyes of the wise one, how the wise one might perceive the world. And with more wisdom, more love, and heart-centeredness, through its positive guidance, a knowing about yourself in a different way now. And when you're ready, now allowing your higher self to just move out of your wise one, all the positives learned and positive feelings being felt, continue to stay. But you bring them back into yourself again, back into your own body, your own form. And when fully back into yourself, whole, completely, in a fully integrated way, what seems important to remember from this experience? And anything else your wise one might like to add to this? And how you might feel knowing that? And anything more that might need to happen. And now, when ready, just allowing the wise one to gently touch your chest. And just noticing the sensations of that touch. Heart beginning to open. And notice what begins to happen as the warm and loving touch of your wise one helps your heart to open. And it feels secure and comfortable. And let's also bring in the sense of just open-heartedness, compassion, and all the unconditional love that the wise one feels for you, that feeling of it opening up in you as well. With that healing, soft touch, which allowed the opening. Sensing the landscape of your heart stretched out in front of you. It's as if your heart just opened into this beautiful landscape. Your wise one beckons you to follow, encouraging you to take this healing journey together through the landscape of the heart. You and your wise one explore together. And you remember, this is for positive benefit, to restore and heal, mend and repair, rejuvenate, regenerate. And so when you enter your heart landscape, discover and notice what you are aware of. And your wise one helps you to move through, heading you always to the lighter and brighter experience. And along the way, you may find some things, remembrances, you may want to gather them all up and take them to the deepest, truest, most beautiful place in your heart, that lighter and brighter place that is always there. Your heart center. And in your heart center, anything can be made whole again. It is there that you, your wise one, and any other helpers facilitate a healing of your heart. And on your journey, as you and your wise one find the way to your heart center, notice what it looks like, what happens there. Notice how you feel about it. Just taking a few moments to allow this experience of being in your heart center. And now, as you and your wise one prepare to exit your heart landscape, getting a sense of your accomplishment as you leave the heart center, just notice what is different. And just notice what feels complete and what may need more time to heal. But remembering that time is not toxic. Time is on your side. Time can be your friend in the present as you move forward and continue to heal. And when you have exited your heart landscape and are now back in your own place, your wise one reminds you that as your heart continues to heal, any more of what you no longer need or want will be released in early morning venting dreams. And now, as your wise one gently touches your heart again, you become filled up with goodness, love, healing energy. Your heart landscape is your own. And know that whenever you desire, you and your wise one can revisit your heart again, if need be, for any further restoration and more healing love. And with this glow of healing love continuing to drift deeper and deeper, reaping the benefits of your journey into your heart, replenishing in comfort and security, absorbing what's been meaningful and important to you. And taking a few moments for that to take place, to heighten and brighten what was most meaningful about our journey into the heart landscape. And now, leaving the boundaries of our place, and just opening your door of the imagination even wider now, and we are in a place, a different place, perhaps your home or somewhere familiar, in which someone you love and who loves you. This is a space that you share together. This person in your life, the love that you feel for them fills your heart. It could also be multiple people. Anyone that comes to mind. And as this love fills your heart, allowing you to imagine even more deeply. Even as we are so beautifully bonded, what could make it even better? Just visualizing, imagining our loved ones in the room, right in front of you. seeing them for all that they are, and them seeing you for all that you are. And sometimes, with the people that we love, they are different people. So some of them can sometimes be a mystery to us. What if it could become even clearer to you? Like, your whole relationship could open up even more, like a different something could occur, and feeling even more confidence and wonder in this bond that you all have. So now in this moment of possibility, just looking into the eyes of the ones that you love and going deeper and deeper until you really get a sense of just this opening up within you, a relaxed way of knowing this person or these people and loving them even more. And next, visualize and imagining what it might be like to even step into their body. You could become them. And through this process, coming to know more about what it is like to be them. How does it feel? How does the world look through their eyes? How does it feel to move around? What are their details might you notice? As though to look through their eyes into the world, what does the world seem like? And now that there is a sense of being them, what else are you finding? How does it feel emotionally to be our loved one? Their overall viewpoint. What do you notice about yourself as you look through their eyes right back at you? Seeing yourself through their eyes. Using all of your senses and just noticing everything. This is for your deeper understanding, letting yourself get what you need to know. Anything else you feel you need to notice? And just really letting yourself see what our loved one sees about you. Really letting yourself see them even more clearly this way. And when you're ready, just imagine being fully yourself again, switching back into your own body, and just what do you notice about yourself now? About them? After seeing the world and yourself through their eyes. And how is it for you to see your way of being? How is it to see them? And anything more that you want to say to them? And with more understanding now, it is clearer as what needs to happen for an even stronger love, better relationship, letting things evolve in a beautifully natural way. A positive imagining from this experience, this connection with someone who you love, who loves you. And taking all the positives from this experience, this encounter with our loved ones. Finding a way to just integrate and absorb what was most meaningful about it today. And in the relaxation and comfort of having gone through this beautiful and serene journey, remembering that your wise one always here, whispering something so soft and dear to you. Something about being no less than the stars or the trees. You are so loved. And you have so much love to give. Something about that. You have such a beautiful nature. So many people can see. And the images and words went so deep within. Recalling them now, even bringing more back. From the sense of being no less than the stars or the trees. The wise one saying something like, there is only one you. Nobody else in the world like you. The world is a better place with you in it. It's so good that you are here. The world needs you here. You have a right to be here. And now in this time and space, feeling so comforted, and seemingly impossible good now comes to pass, no matter what other information exists, you discover this self-love, this self-value, past, present, and future. This creates an unforgettable image, letting it arise, taking flight with it, this being lovable and loving in a heart-centered way. And this image of yourself and all the images that we've discovered today. Through the eyes of the wise one, through the eyes of those who love us. All of that stays with us, even as we awaken in a moment. Continues to integrate even when we sleep at night. Operating from this place of just deep inner love that expands outward. Love for self and love for all. And at zero, all this love just continues to integrate into the subconscious. Coming up a little bit at one, two, waking up with a sense of love. Three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open and wide awake.